Aloha kakou. This is the Aloha Friday Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio, Hawaii Talks. I'm Noe Tanigawa. If you've lost your job or been furloughed through this time, we are thinking of you. The State Department of Labor and Industrial Relations, DLIR, says there's a need for workers in healthcare, security service, delivery, and food supply, as well as prep areas. And I talked with DLIR Director Scott Murakami about a new program that's matching workers who need jobs with industries that still need workers. It's called Rudder, for reducing unemployment disruption and driving economic regeneration. The state has $100,000 immediately available to offer companies $500 per new worker who is retrained and hired since March 1st.
We knew that there are a lot of people who did housekeeping in the hotel. There are people who did cleaning in restaurants. From what we saw in terms of compatibility between the occupations, it wouldn't be that big of a switch to help them transition into healthcare. So Rudder was designed to efficiently transfer people between industries and between businesses. That's why the money goes directly to a business, because that's the most efficient way of us making sure that the business hires somebody and then gets the reimbursement for their training.
You're in this position to have an overview of the labor market here. What are you seeing?
I certainly am concerned about the consumer and the individual claimant, right? Because whenever we have situations with large increases in unemployment like this, the labor market always seems to come back a little smaller. So the labor force participation rate goes down a bit. And then there are alternative measures of unemployment. And we notice those go up and stay up for a longer time, and they take a longer time to come down. So I'm concerned about those overall dynamics happening in this situation. But my biggest concern, of course, is making sure that our claimants have money so that they can go out and buy groceries and things. So that's been our focus now. I have to say that I think the community and the all of the claimants have been very patient with us. We've had some challenges, but we have fortified our systems as well as the personnel we have in our department.
Were you folks able to scrape some workers from other state departments to help with, you know, unemployment claims?
At the ending of February, we had 7 personnel in our claims office, and that count now is up to 76 people.
You've been doing some retraining yourself.
That's plus the 7s to focus specifically on processing claims.
Within state government itself, people are starting to look at whether everybody there is worth their paycheck, Scott. Is there some redistribution in state government that you're looking at right now?
There is an effort to redistribute personnel in state government. I can share that with you. And I know it's been going on. We've been working directly with the state, with DHERD and the state personnel office for at least a couple of weeks. So I know that that effort's been underway. In watching our personnel work, they'll volunteer their time. I mean, on the weekends, they were here on Kuhio Day. You know, even this past Saturday, I was telling them, hey, maybe, you know, we're going to burn people out, but people still showed up wanting to work. And, you know, I think that's the nature of the people who work in our department, because they realize that a lot of things we do protect the workforce.
Well, they see the individuals behind those huge, gigantic, unbelievable numbers.
Yes. A lot of attention is being focused on unemployment insurance, but we also enforce the statutes on workers' comp, prepaid health, and on TDI. You know, all of those people represent some kind of need from our department, and that's something that everyone in our department takes seriously and is truly dedicated to ensuring that we can process these claims timely.
You know, how many gig workers do you think are in this economy?
I guess first I'll define gig as a 1099 employee, somebody who does, I guess, gigs that are paid on 1099s. That's about 124,000.
Gee, that's a lot.
And we haven't seen that group come in yet, because we haven't gotten full guidance from the U.S. Department of Labor on how we're going to handle them. You know, the more efficiently we can transfer labor into jobs that are hiring now, the better off we'll be as a state.
I've just checked with DLIR this morning, and so far 83 employers have expressed interest. 19 are poised to go ahead with this Rudder program. This morning, we can tell you that 207,126 unemployment claims have been filed since the 1st of March. We're thinking of each one of you. And for you gig workers, instructions for serving 1099 workers through the CARES Act have come through, and they're being implemented.